WRMR 573 radio check.
You are loud and clear. WSBT 88.9.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Yeah, just getting ready for a check-in tonight. Oh yeah, it's been a good day today. It's just a bunch of rain, you know.
Yeah, we've got the same thing here. Tons of rain, tons of mud. And about the only ones absolutely loving it is, oh, what do we got? 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, I think about 20 ducks.
Oh, my God. Yeah, too bad it didn't rain like this during your crop season, huh?
Yeah, I hear that. But we've got about 12 khaki ducks, and they can fly. And if it had rained, I would imagine I would not have been able to keep them out of the garden.
Oh, that's true. Very true.
Those guys are worse than chickens. I call chickens a rototiller. First I called them velociraptors, but that was wrong. They are literal rototillers. Now, we got all these ducks, and all they see is about a 2-inch circle that has water in it, and it becomes a mini pond and a bath.
Yeah, I know that. I know they're mean. We used to have chickens. Well, we had the little silkies. I'm sure you know what a silky is. And then we had probably about 8 of them, and then my daughter bought 4 ducks, you know, but they were adult ducks because we had a pond. And them 4 chickens couldn't eat. You throw some feed out there or any food out there, they'll beat up the chickens to get it.
I hear that. Yeah, we got an acre and a third they run on, and we got 3 rangers that run. We got also a 15-acre PP&L field right next to us that nothing can be built on. So, yeah, they go wherever they want. Yeah, we've got, out of our 120 birds, we've got 3 silkies, 1 rooster, and 2 hens. So, yeah, I know what a silky is.
Yeah, we live downtown Grants Pass, and we got a bunch of full-size hens. You know, I don't know what kind they are, but they lay the brown eggs, and they're good. And then we had 3 little chicks that somebody gave us, some silkies, and one landed up becoming a rooster. He's white, and I'm trying to find him a home because in season limits, you're not allowed to have him. And that guy don't know when to stop. But he'll crow at 10 o'clock at night all the way whenever he wants to.
I hear that. They are voracious little things, and they're pretty mean, too, some of them.
Oh, yeah. We had one. We named him McClintock, you know, after John Wayne. He was a gray silky. And then we got a black one. And them two would sit out there and just beat the heck out of one another. I mean, they were bleeding, everything. I was like, dang.
We got one, and he's pure white, and our son has named him Pom Pom. He's had him for 3 years now, and he attacks anything and everybody. He doesn't discriminate. I don't care what it is. If it moves, he gets it.
Yeah, copy that.
Get off here and wait for the net, and I got to do channel 3. So, hey, you have a good one. Good talking to you as always. WSBT 889, we're going to be monitoring, waiting for the net, and then we're up to three.